Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight. Zach, the biggest movie out at the moment is First Man, the Ryan Gosling epic of the story of the first man on the moon.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Should I see it?
It's getting great reviews. In fact, it's almost universally good reviews.
Oscar you said favorite. Last week that it was going to go down as one of the greatest films of all time.
I think I
that
said...
That was before you saw it, though.
Well, that was the hype I was getting. Yeah. I think I heard top 10 films of all time.
Are you dialing it back off that now?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a good film and it's probably going to win all the Oscars. It's just not for me, to be honest. And it's not for me in quite a strong way, which I'll explain in the next 10 minutes just how much I didn't enjoy this movie.
Wait, humans?
Yes. Yep.
Going beyond our planet.
Yeah.
Visiting the moon.
Yep.
That we looked up in the sky for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And the human race.
Yeah.
Worked together to get there.
Sure.
That's not a story of triumph that you can get on board with.
As I've told you, Zach, I already knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a bit dull.
Spoiler.
Like, what?
They made it.
There's no suspense when they're in the rocket being like, are they going to get to the moon? I mean, unless the director really went with a twist ending, you're pretty confident you know how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I don't want to go too hard at this film and at Ryan Gosling. However, I didn't have the best response to the film. I'll explain what happened after this.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, just a small request.
Yeah.
If you're going to become the face of a major Australian brand, can you please let me know before you just go and do it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I am not the face of any brand.
Well, I mean,
I'm a bit confused.
The jig's up. You don't have to lie anymore. We have been sent a photo by Nicola.
Yes. So I believe this must be a lookalike. Is that the thing that you're saying?
The caption with this is, when did Zach take on the role of as the flight center captain?
Oh.
Now, flight center.
I'll take that. I was afraid that it would be like, you know, someone warning against athlete's foot or something like that. And not that I have any problem with... you know, people who have a fungal disease of their feet. But I just don't want to be the national face of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, so...
But the captain... I'm quite excited by this.
I believe Flight Centre have just got a new captain. This
because I've seen the old captain. That doesn't look like me.
No, this is what the new guy sounds like.
When's the best time to book your flight? Now.
No, yeah, it doesn't really sound like you. But wait till you see the picture. Yeah. Now, I want you to decide. I've just sent you the picture of the new Flight Centre captain. They've said this is an absolute spitting image doppelganger. I want to know your thoughts.
Well, he's 15 to 20 years older than me.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me zoom in.
Have a look at him. Now, if you go to Collective...
On closer look, I don't think he is that much older than me.
No, he wouldn't be drastically
Maybe
older.
5 to 10 years. Yes. Like, it looks a little bit like me.
If you dyed your hair a bit darker and we got you in that captain's
outfit... Why don't
we
get me in that suit? And do a comparison.
Well, I currently have going up on Collective Noun's Instagram stories. If you do search for Collective Noun on Instagram, you will see a side-by-side of the Flight Centre captain and Zach.
I need to see some moving pictures here. The still shots are not enough.
To see if the mannerisms are the same.
I can see where they're coming from. And if that guy's ever sick, fill in. I mean, I've always wanted to be a captain.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, what I did find out, which is a bit of a scandal, I found this out with the last captain. Do you know they're not accredited pilots?
No, I didn't know that.
They're actors. It's all a ruse. So that's a sidebar.
I feel like that calls into question how much I can trust the captain's uniform. Because I was under the impression that you could only get that uniform if you're a pilot.
Yeah.
Next, you're going to tell me that Captain Risky from Budget isn't a real captain.
I think he's legit.
Do you think if his name's Captain Risky and he's going for his pilot's license,
that's true.
Would they go, I don't know, mate. Why are you called Risky?
Well, it's not his fault. It was the surname he was born with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bit rough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Look, here's what I want to do. I want people to go to Instagram. We're going to get this comparison up. We're going to do a vote. Do you think Zach looks like the Flight Centre captain? Now, if more people think you do than don't, we're going to have to get you in the outfit.
Yep.
I think that's the only solution. We're going to have to get you in the outfit. Maybe we can do an audition reel for Flight Centre for when they're casting next time. Because
I could be his stunt double.
Well, you could. But also when they're recasting the captain, they probably like it to be minimal change. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we could wear the same suit.
Well, that's it.
They wouldn't have to get a new one.
That's a good point.
And that's a big selling point.
We'll put the poll up there. Go and have a vote. Later in the show, Zach, We'll find out what people have decided on this front.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is we might just need to take your measurements for a captain's suit. That's
I'm more than happy to do that. And to be honest, I'm still relieved that it's not athlete's foot.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Biggest film out at the moment, Zach, is First Man. Ryan Gosling playing Neil Armstrong. The story of the first man on the moon. Epic film, probably going to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Looking
next
forward to seeing it. I like Gosling. Yep. I like space. I like the moon. What a story.
Nah, it's pretty average, to be honest.
Really? You didn't like it?
Well, look, I went to see it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I am going to be completely honest, I fell asleep.
Was it late at night?
It was like the 9 o'clock session, so it was getting a bit late. But that, I mean, we do this show at this time of night. That's not late for me. I just thought it was a bit slow, to be honest.
The true story about humans going to the moon was too slow for you.
Well, I've seen... No
aliens, no explosions. Next.
Well, no, when you go to see like a really good film, like Mission Impossible or whatever, right? When I went to see the new Mission Impossible earlier this year, it's like, will Tom Cruise save the day? You don't know. I mean, you assume he probably tends to.
They're not going to kill him off.
Well, they might.
No, they won't. That has never happened.
No, but they might then bring him back in the next movie from the dead. Yeah. The point is, there's some suspense. Do you know what I mean? There's some suspense.
But I'm sure there's some suspense in this movie outside of that, though. I'm sure there's other storylines other than are they coming back from the moon?
Well, so the general way the film works, without spoiling anything, is it kind of covers his life from 1961 to when he like joined the program, to 1969 when he went to the moon.
Mm.
I reckon I missed years 64 to 68.
Yeah. So you're asleep for a fair while.
Yeah. Suddenly he was trading for the moon. And I was like, geez, this escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I was just like, I went to a cinema that's just installed recliners.
Yeah.
So I'm part of it's their fault.
Mm.
So
you had a $20 nap, basically.
Yeah. It's not a bad way of putting it. And can I just say, thankfully, the audio of this film is not too distracting. So I slept quite
peacefully.
Yeah,
some films you couldn't sleep in.
Have you ever fallen asleep in a movie?
No.
Never in your, not even at home?
Yep, at home, yeah, of course.
But never in a
cinema. But not in a cinema. No, because I paid $20. I'm not going to fall asleep.
Well, it must happen. And especially when you're going to see something that's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
That's the running time of First Man, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, sure, man making history, but 2.5 hours? I mean, come on. I can't be
alone.
Speed
it up, guys.
Yeah, come on. Surely you can boil this down to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
131060, have you fallen asleep in a cinema? Because it has to happen. The seats are comfortable. It's a dark place with air conditioning. You know, it's got the perfect combination for falling asleep.
Do you want to know the movies that make people fall asleep the most?
Yeah, just as like a, you know, well, firstly, as a warning, maybe don't see these films if you want an entertaining time.
Yeah.
But also,
if you have insomnia, maybe see these films. It could help you out.
If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, go and see First Man.
They're going to put that on the poster. Dom Faye.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Went to see First Man recently, Zach. The Ryan Gosling starring movie about man's first trip to the moon.
Captivating.
Neil Armstrong biopic. Yeah, not so much, to be honest. I slept through at least a third of it.
Yeah, Snorefest.
Yeah. Just not for me. Mm. I mean, I woke up for the moon bit, and I think...
You love that bit. You loved him bouncing around on the moon, one small step for man,
I reckon
one giant nap for Dom.
I reckon if they'd done more on the moon, it would have been a better movie.
Yeah.
Like if they built some stuff on, like a colony or something on the moon.
Yeah, well, that's not how it happened. Though.
I get that. I'm just saying, if they'd had the foresight to do that in 1969,
it would have made a better film now.
A better film today.
And, you know, that's what people were complaining about at the time. They're like, in 50 years, this is going to be a rubbish movie because you didn't do much up there.
That's
it. Plant a flag, collect some rocks, boring, fight some aliens. Where's the lasers?
Well, and I want to know if this has happened to other people. Have you fallen asleep in a cinema? We have Robin in Melbourne. How recently did you do it?
I do it all the time. So I did it like, we always go to the movies, I go all the time, but like 2 weeks, not 2 weeks, I did it 2 weeks ago, but the worst one was that when I went to see Incredibles, recent Incredibles.
Oh, Incredibles 2.
The Incredibles 2, which I was really looking forward to, but we went at like 9 o'clock like you, and we always do that, so I'm stopping it now. But like the music was so loud, so I kept waking up and I'm like saying to my boyfriend, turn it down.
Right. Okay, so how much of the movie did you reckon you slept through?
Literally, I saw like the first 50 minutes and then I woke up and the little baby Jack was like, had a new superpower. I'm like, what? And I just fall back and sleep.
That's the most confusing part of it, Dom.
You got to catch up.
You're seeing bits and pieces from the film. So really, you can't follow anything, right?
It's a little bit it is hard to follow. I mean, I'll be honest, with the moon landing one, it wasn't hard to follow.
Yeah.
I kind of knew what they were doing. Going to the moon, easy.
We got Brittany in Newcastle. What was it for you, Brittany?
Hi, it was my cousin April, actually, and we'd been at a netball carnival all day, like literally 12 hours of netball.
Yeah.
And we decided, because we're on holidays, we went to the movies and seen the Kevin Hart new movie out. What's it called?
Night School.
Night School. Oh, it's so funny. And she literally was doing like the head nod thing, like,
oh, no.
Like trying to stay awake. Yep. And every time I laughed, because he is so hilarious, she would be like, oh, that was funny, and wake up. And then she would repeatedly do the head nod thing again. And it was literally the whole movie.
Yeah, I will say that is when you start to feel yourself going, that's an awful feeling. I knew from some time beforehand that I was starting to fade. It was certainly getting me. Lauren is in Sydney. What did you fall asleep in?
I fell asleep during Hunger Games, the first one.
Isn't it like Hunger Games when they're out fighting in the dome or whatever?
Yep.
Super like, you know, you're on the edge of your seat. Is she going to survive? Is she not? Everyone's dying.
Yeah, and it was at the IMAX in Sydney as well.
Okay. Why did you fall asleep then?
I just really wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Not for Lauren. And that, you know, I would recommend, Lauren, don't go and see First Man, because if Hunger Games made you fall asleep.
Definitely won't.
If Hunger Games made you fall asleep, you won't last through the, you know, the studio titles at the start. Lauren will be gone by that stage in First Man. Nick is in Coffs Harbour. What did you fall asleep in?
Hey, I went and watched the Blair Witch Project. And so, not one for scary movies, and so I intentionally lay down under the chairs and went to sleep so I didn't have to watch it. Yep.
Now, this is genius, Nick, and I haven't told you this before. I have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, you don't like scary movies.
Hate them.
Yeah.
And there was like grade 11 or 12, some friends and I had a sleepover, and they wanted to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You're like, nah.
Didn't want to. So they think I watched it to this day. I just fell asleep early on and woke up and I was like, how bad was the chainsaw?
That massacre. Don't get me started.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Facebook Marketplace. Price is right.
This is a game where, Dom, you have to guess the going price of things I found on Facebook Marketplace, Facebook's version of eBay or Gumtree. Yep. This week's edition is industrial equipment.
Okay.
Now, neither of us have worked with our hands ever for anything, so not really aware of how much this type of thing costs.
I always thought, though, that the tradies would love me if I was one of them.
Nope.
No, I think they would.
Pretty low work ethic.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a good work ethic, but I'd bring great snacks to the website.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. You could be the snack guy.
I'd be the snack guy.
Well, but I don't think they would like you on the site, but you'd be good as the person in the smoko van.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so you come in the van, and you got pies, you got chocolate milk.
That's it. Holy crap. Business idea. It's like a tradie snack van that drives around to the work sites.
Yeah, mate. Are you serious?
That exists? Okay,
Have existed for decades.
All right.
Did you think you invented that?
I don't know. I've never seen one. And I wish they'd drop by my house on their drive.
Would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Just to random people's houses, not just job sites.
Probably what Uber Eats is. Anyway, what do we got?
Our first item is a forklift.
Ooh. Okay. Now, generally, the rules of this game is if I get all three within $5, you'll buy them. This can't be a cheap addition for you.
No.
A forklift, I would guess, is around 20 grand.
I breathe a sigh of relief as I reveal that it's $4,000.
Holy crap, that's cheap for a forklift, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's just been slashed in price from 4.5 to 4.
That's
insane. So you're
going
to get a bargain there.
That's because you could tell that's a roadworthy vehicle, isn't it?
No, I don't think a forklift.
When have you been
on a highway and you've seen a forklift go by?
Yeah, okay. On second thought, maybe it's not.
Can you imagine the damage it would do if it rear-ended you with the forks?
If you got like proper road rage, you could lift off someone's car.
Like just move the traffic away.
Yeah, just get under the car and lift it up. That's not a bad idea.
The next item is a shipping container. How much?
Like a massive...
A proper massive shipping container.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know they're building like houses and stuff out of these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I reckon, let me do a quick bit of quick maths. I reckon you need 100 for a house. I reckon a house costs 3. I've lost my maths. I'm going to just
need
take
100 for a house.
I reckon you might.
People make them out of 1.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of something different.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, shipping containers, I'm going to say
$1,500. Oh, a bit closer. $2,100.
Okay, not bad. And I guess if you bought the forklift, you could possibly pick up the shipping container with it.
I don't think so.
And then drive it down the freeway.
our last item is a cherry picker.
Now this
small
is
crane, yeah. Really.
Really exciting,
yeah.
One of these. Basically, this is like a... like if you have a view near your house or whatever, and the house in front's blocking it,
yeah.
Jump in the cherry picker,
you
get an extra story.
If you live near a drive-in movie,
oh my god,
you should buy one of these.
It's great. There's so many functions for this. Or if you just want to go around, because I imagine... They're probably not roadworthy either, are they?
Not at full extension. You can't drive down the road.
Slow 14, down, Zach!
14 metres in the air.
But no, you could totally go around and like help out, get cats out of trees and stuff.
Yep. How much?
For a cherry picker. If it's under $5,000, I'm buying it.
How much?
I'm going to say $10,000.
$2,000.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty
Can
good.
You buy it? Imagine how fun that would be for the show if you had a cherry picker.
we'll
do
fun.
A show from a cherry picker.
And what are we going to do in that?
Drive around like you said.
It's Collective Noun Late Nights. And I feel as a safety message we should say, don't drive in cherry pickers,
And
please.
We apologise to any tradies listening with our ignorance.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Last night I did say some pretty controversial statements, Dom.
Yeah.
Outrageous claim.
Yep.
Lil Elvis is more famous than the original. In certain age groups, right. I believe that to be true.
Yeah.
I believe that within certain demographics, the cartoon from the late 90s, Lil Elvis,
And
is more well-liked than the actual Elvis Presley.
We do need to stress again, if you aren't aware of the cartoon, it is Lil, not Little. L-I apostrophe L, Lil Elvis. I think that's important.
If you need some... audio cues of who we're talking about. This is Elvis Presley. You ain't nothing but a hound
dogger. It's an old school.
And this is my pick.
Yep.
And Lil Elvis. So they call me Lil Elvis. And
my reckons on the son of the king. Yeah. I haven't heard this theme
I
in
believe
years.
People like Lil Elvis, the cartoon, better than Elvis.
That's what
I would like to say.
Elvis Presley, what's he called? The king, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's Lil Elvis?
Lil King.
Lil King. Okay. So did you watch, I think we were chatting before, they made two series of the cartoon Lil Elvis.
Yeah. Early 2000s, late 90s, I think on the ABC.
Have you seen all of the both series?
No, probably not all of it.
Right, okay.
I've seen enough.
Well, here's what we want to do. It is a pretty outrageous statement. And I don't know if anyone's going to call for this one, to be honest.
I think if we can get three people to say that they like Lil Elvis better than Elvis, that will be supporting my idea.
So
that
you're
Lil
sitting...
Elvis is more famous.
131060. Who do you prefer? Elvis Presley?
Or Lil Elvis?
Or Lil Elvis. I mean, I don't... I hope that somewhere in the afterlife, Elvis Presley isn't listening. Because if people say they prefer Lil Elvis to him, he might take that personally.
And, you know, the phones have been quiet tonight. And some would say later you go into the evening, the later you go after midnight.
That's it.
Maybe do some topics that people can actually relate to.
Well, that's it.
And I said, yes, put me in there. Mm. Because once I start talking about Lil Elvis, those phone lines will light up.
Well,
because people will be like, remember Lil Elvis?
Mm.
That little cartoon from the early 2000s.
I'm going to be completely honest. We have not received a call. I'm looking at the phones right now.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. What's basically happened, Zach? It's like for a cricket analogy.
Yeah.
It's like we've lost 4 wickets quick and you've wandered out thinking, I'll save the team.
And I've gone for a slog.
You've gone for a slog. Now, I think it's risky. It's
okay,
a risky
play.
Okay,
let's change it. You know what?
Well, no.
No, I would like to change it.
Okay, well, how?
Has anyone heard of Lil Elvis the cartoon?
No, we're not doing that.
Yes, I think that because I was misunderstood.
Yep.
I thought Lil Elvis was more famous than Elvis. Okay. But I'm going to change it right now.
Well, make it, let's
Have you
let's,
heard heard of Lil Elvis. That's the bar we're going with. Give us a call on 131060 and reassure me that I wasn't the only one to know this cartoon. Because I was coming in here this evening thinking there would be an army of people supporting me Elvis was more famous than Elvis Presley.
Mm.
And it seems like that's not the case.
Well, let's go to a song. I'll just go and check the phones are still working just to check we're all good on that front. And then after this, we'll find out, A, if people are aware of Lil Elvis, and maybe if we're lucky, if some people prefer him, that show to Elvis Presley.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I made a pretty controversial statement last night that more people would like the cartoon Lil Elvis than the actual Elvis Presley. So we're asking on 131060, what side are you on, Elvis or Lil Elvis?
Now, amazingly, some people have called, which is great news to begin with.
Well, because for a while there, we were worried.
I
was worried that I was talking about a show that only I had seen. I thought everyone knew about Lil Elvis.
And if you do need the reminder, this is Elvis Presley. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. And this is Lil Elvis, the TV show. And Zach prefers the second one.
I don't actually think that you need to play the second one. No one needs to be reminded.
Everyone remembers the first one.
Maybe not the second one.
Everyone remembers the second one, maybe not the first one. So look, this is basically it. You've said if three people prefer Lil Elvis to Elvis, you'll take that as a win.
We got Megan in Newcastle. Who are you on board with?
Elvis, like the original.
Oh. Elvis Presley. Do you even know Lil Elvis?
Yes, of course I know Lil Elvis.
Oh, okay. Well, that disappoints me because I thought surely if you're picking Elvis Presley, you'd never heard of Lil Elvis. But you know both of them, Megan, and you're picking Elvis Presley.
Yes, I definitely used to watch Lil Elvis when I was younger.
And you're still going Elvis Presley?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling anyway, Megan, because we appreciate the time you've taken to call
Brad,
the show.
On 131060, whose side are you on?
Oh, it's definitely got to be Elvis. I grew up with the both. I had both. And, you know, my parents introduced me to the movies and I was like, well, this guy's a champion. Like, you can't go past Elvis Presley, king. And then you had the whiny one.
Yeah. Okay. I got to be honest. It's a little bit confusing when people say, like, because they're very similar, Lil Elvis, Elvis.
Yep.
But that's two for Elvis Presley.
Ayla, where's your vote going on 131060?
Hi, Elvis, obviously. Duh.
Yeah. Okay, well, you don't need to do the duh.
I mean,
Ayla, come on, I'm over here trying to do my best, trying to bring up a show that I thought everyone loved.
I mean, can we just do a current tally check over there?
No, it's 3-0.
It's 3-0.
You know what? I thought that all the people voting for Elvis wouldn't have heard of Lil Elvis. They maybe were from a different generation.
Yeah.
But all these people seem to know both of them and are still picking Elvis Presley. And that's what's disappointing me the most.
What your theory was that if you had the joy of being introduced to Lil Elvis, there's no way you could pick the other.
No, of course not. You wouldn't go back.
Well, let's see if we can turn this around. Danielle on 131060, where's your vote going? Oh, no, Danielle's dropped off.
Do we have any idea, producer Michael? What was Danielle? Was she Elvis or Lil Elvis?
We're hearing that Danielle was Lil Elvis.
Oh,
well, hold on.
This is exciting.
We don't have proof that Danielle was Lil Elvis, but I'll give you one. You need a vote right now. We have Mitch in Bathurst. Where's your vote going, Mitch?
Lil Elvis.
Oh, there we go, Mitch. Okay, How much do you love him?
I grew up on him, watching like Lil Elvis, Cat Dog and all those cartoons when I was a kid. So
Cat Dog's good as well. We might do a phone topic on that tomorrow night.
Oh, what are we going to do about Cat Dog?
Is that the greatest theme song of a cartoon ever? It's pretty good. One fine day with a woof and a purr. Do you remember that?
I do remember it.
Cat Dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog. Pretty
good.
You
know, recently, for new listeners to the show...
Give me any cartoon and I'll sing the theme song.
This show only recently started going past midnight. Some were worried that the quality might drop off.
Right. Well, we got Danielle back. Oh, who are you voting for, Danielle? Elvis or Lil Elvis?
Lil Elvis.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Now we're racking them up.
All right, well, that's two to Lil Elvis.
Oh, come on. Let's beat three. We need to beat three.
We have Kyle in New South Wales. Where's your vote going?
Lil Elvis, mate. Sure.
Of course it is, Kyle. Of course it is.
Okay.
Elvis in the Outback? Need I say more?
This is impressive. And where we're at right now is it's a 3-all draw. Amazingly, it's a 3-all draw between Elvis Presley and Lil Elvis.
One more. Give it to me, Dom. What do we got?
Jake on 131060, you are the deciding vote. Lil Elvis or Elvis Presley?
Mate, gotta go Lil Elvis.
Lil Elvis all the way, Dom. Give us that theme song again. People like Lil Elvis more than Elvis Presley.
Oh my gosh. And
his mum says he's the son of the king.
Yep.
Does that mean that Elvis and his mum?
Yeah. I think it was like
they hooked up and he was the.
I thought
is
was,
that the idea?
I think it was like an Elvis impersonator. Right. Was the I don't remember the show well. Yeah, yeah. There were some interesting family themes there. Yeah. But anyway, that was Lil Elvis versus Elvis Presley. Join us tomorrow night for Cat Dog
Theme. I questioned everything I believed in there for a little while, but but people came through on 13 10 60, and I'm sane. I'm glad. I thought for a moment there, I thought, what planet am I on? But Earth, apparently.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google search history. You don't know what we found. You don't know what we're going to read out. Yeah. But you do need to explain why you Googled what you Googled.
Now, you have mentioned that something I Googled this week, I don't know when you're reading it out, makes it sound like I'm about to commit a crime. So I'd just like to say, if there's any law enforcement officers listening in, and just maybe change the station for a few minutes.
That's number three this week, so stay tuned for that. Our first one, though, comes from Thursday at 11:12 a.m. Can humans make honey without bees?
Okay. Well, you're here. I was reading a story. Now, you've seen these stories now that the bees are disappearing. Mm. No one knows where they're going.
Well, they're dying.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's much darker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, the population is down. They're not. Yeah. They're not. They haven't jet set to another planet.
I didn't know. Oh, that happened in Doctor Who. That's what I was thinking of.
What?
The bees were aliens.
Yeah.
In Doctor Who, and they left Earth.
Yeah. I'm following the line of thought here. I was a bit confused, but I think I'm on board now.
Yeah.
You were worried. Mm. You weren't worried about what the bees' position in the ecosystem is.
Oh, who cares?
By the way, extremely important.
Yeah.
It was more about if the bees disappeared, what would happen to the honey? So it's like the bees can go, but the honey can't.
Well,
that was Dom's concern.
You know I don't like bees. These kamikaze stingers.
I didn't know that
kamikaze
at all.
Stingers.
They don't all sting.
Well,
Australian native bees don't sting.
Don't they?
No.
Well, okay, I've been stung by a bee once or twice in my life. And a wasp, as we've famously spoken about on the show as well. But, you know, I don't like bees, but I love honey.
Mm.
And I was just wondering, if we lose the bees, can we keep the honey?
No.
Yeah, quite hard. Not easy, unless we can learn to start pollinating. But that looks pretty difficult.
No, we can pollinate. That's fine.
Pollinate flowers, though?
Yeah, humans can do that. It's
okay.
We can't turn the nectar into honey, though.
Well, not yet. I'm working on it. Anyway, it turns out you can't. That's the short version of that.
The next thing you Googled, Sunday at 12:54 a.m. Is anyone on the moon at the moment? He's looking through a telescope and he's like, can I see someone waving at me?
No. That is a great ad, though. You've seen that Christmas ad? The man on the moon?
No.
And this girl looks through a telescope
at
the moon.
No, we're not talking about that ad.
And there's an old man who waves at her. It's beautiful. No, I'd seen First Man, the Ryan Gosling movie. That's coming up a lot on the show at the moment.
Mm.
I saw First Man. And anyway, I was wondering afterwards, because like obviously I'm assuming we'd been back to the moon since then. And I wondered if anyone's there right now. Like, how often people visit?
Not for a long time.
No one since, like, the 70s or 80s, I think. Mm. That seems nuts, doesn't it?
Well, it's expensive.
Yeah, but we can do it. We know we can do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't you go back?
Well, I think that's why. Because they're like, we can do it, so why are we spending the money?
It's like, you know, sometimes people will save up their whole lives, like a once-in-a-lifetime Europe trip or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like humanity saved up for a once-in-a-lifetime moon trip.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. And it's like, sorry, kids, we're not doing it again. Make sure you take lots of pictures.
Yeah, well, I think it was a lovely trip and we should go back.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a lot more we could find up there.
Yeah, no. Well, it depends what you mean. What do you mean? Like infrastructure?
Or
there's a lot of scientific information we could find?
Either one.
Yeah.
I just think, because they send rovers and stuff now, don't they?
Like not machines. To the moon, I don't think.
Well, they send them to Mars.
Yeah.
Why do the robots get to go and we don't? I don't think it's fair.
Okay. Maybe they'll find the bees up there.
Yeah.
The last thing you Googled, and this is the potential crime.
Turn off cops.
Friday at 2:17 a.m.
Yeah.
How hard is it to get a fake passport? What are you planning? Why do you want a fake passport?
I want to be really clear on this. I'm not looking for a fake passport.
Well.
No, I'm not. I was watching an episode of The Blacklist. Have you seen The Blacklist?
No.
It's a James Spader TV show, basically. A lot of, like, crime stuff goes on in it. And I feel like their cop-out every episode, pretty much, is I got you a fake passport.
Right.
And I just feel like, is it actually that easy to get them?
What did you find out on Google?
And
are we allowed to broadcast that?
Pretty easy to get fake passports.
Really?
Not very easy to get ones that that you'll get away with.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if I wanted
so
to...
So, really,
to,
it's easy to get a picture of you... in the passport format.
Yeah. Well, no, apparently if people are trying to go overseas, what they do is they've got, like, passports that are valid, but, like, haven't been used for ages, and they kind of put your photo into them.
Lookalikes.
Anyway, I did find a website, and I got very terrified.
You got one coming on the way?
Now, after I went to that website, an alert came up saying your IP has been registered or something. So I might
what
not...
from the I don't for the
know.
Police?
I don't know. It just said your IP has been registered.
That's
so
what?
I don't
Suspicious.
Know. Yes. I don't know, Zach. I did it at the
You're
radio
on a
station.
Watch list.
I think I am. If I don't pop up tomorrow night, if I'm not on the show tomorrow night, come look for me.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Kanye West filled up his car with unleaded 98.
And it was dumb expensive. It was like $110,000.
Also, Pink described what she did when her tax statement arrived in the mail.
I'm just like, shut up. No one cares. I threw that out. I think I burned it.
And Donald Trump isn't happy that the McDonald's staff forgot to put the toy in his Happy Meal.
I can't believe it. I think they're getting a little bit... I could never use the word lazy. You don't want to say that. But I can't believe they didn't figure this one.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum. A.K.A. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so easy to get into the Collective Noun Forum. All it's going to cost you is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating, Zach. Then you're through the gates. You've paid your price of admission and you can ride whatever you want.
Who do we have frolicking this fine evening?
Well, firstly, Jakexi pops in, offering cartography services, which is exciting.
Yep.
Just saying that someone who knows how to use 3D software should create a 3D version of the Collective Noun Forum, and then says, I'm learning how to use Blender, which I assume is a certain software for that, if no one else is up for it. So I think this is exciting for the show, Zach.
I wonder how much work map makers get these days.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you ever drawn a map?
I drew a treasure map when I was a kid.
Yeah. What was the treasure?
I didn't realize you had to have that.
Yep. So it was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it was when I was on holidays at the beach and I kind of was with friends and I made it out because I wanted to have a fun adventure.
Mm.
And I made it out like I'd found an old treasure map. It would have been like 6 or 7. Mm. I was like, guys, I found an old treasure map under the bed.
Mm.
They all bought it. I'd actually...
Wait, hang on. The treasure map was under a bed.
Yeah.
So not like in a chest that you dug up.
No. Okay. No, under the bed.
Yeah, so in this narrative, a pirate has stayed in the same apartment you did and left their map behind.
Yeah, well, and amazingly, the treasure was located on the beach next to where we were staying.
Yeah, okay.
But all my friends and I got excited. We got a little plastic
shovel.
That's the word I'm after. Yeah. We all headed down to the beach. We dug up for about half an hour, dug quite deep, and they were all pretty furious that there was no treasure. And I just pretended to join in on their fury.
Yeah, Jesus, Matt.
What a letdown.
You can't trust maps these days.
I will admit, though, there was part of me that was, when I was digging, that thought, what if?
Maybe.
like what if?
Yeah.
You never know. Probably
has
no one's
all
dug
pirate's
there.
Treasure been found?
That's a great question. It can't have.
Wouldn't that be a great story for the radio show?
Oh my gosh.
If we found treasure.
If we went on an actual treasure hunt.
And we found treasure.
And we found treasure. I mean,
because think about how many ships like went down of that era.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily saying pirates, but you know, back when wooden ships sailed the seas.
100%.
And like, only recently could people go down that far.
Yeah,
you know,
well, so you're saying most of the treasure would be at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
So we'd have to, we could call James Cameron.
Yes.
We can get his little device.
There might be some ones in shallower water.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine people have thought of this. Yeah. I imagine this treasure hunt
I think that's what the metal detectors on the beach are for.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Which I've always wanted one of them.
Not for pirate treasure.
Isn't it?
No, it's like if someone drops a watch.
Oh, that's pretty dodgy.
What did you think? They were looking for pirate treasure. Like that you'd be walking down the beach one day and some guy would be walking past you with a chest of gold coins.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was just to get people's leftovers from the day. That's pretty, right. That's dodgy. That's theft. Technically.
I think technically it's not theft. But
well, I doubt they're running a lost and found giving it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, it is... There are some questions raised. Yes.
I had a friend's dad when I was younger had a metal detector, and we went on a beach holiday with that family once. And we were on the beach, and he excitedly exclaimed, "I found something," and dug it up, and it was another metal detector.
Really?
Yeah. So, an old metal detector.
Like a full metal detector?
Yeah, it was a bit of a smaller one. But yeah, clearly someone had left it on the beach one day or got bored of it or whatever else. But yeah, so two metal detectors.
The percentage of high value items you'd find would be minimal.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, just pieces of paper clips and foil wrappers.
Yeah, but look, in saying all that, if someone does have a lead on some pirate treasure, please do get in touch.
Oh, I'd love to find some treasure.
We'd be open to that, 100%. And Jakexi, if you do want to do a map of the forum, we'd be more than happy to.
More than welcome.
To have that. Next up, we have Tony Delroy dropping by the Collective Noun forum. Tony just says, "I want to say that the LA Ice Cola pool has been running out of LA Ice Cola." Now, this is your department as maintenance, Zach.
Yeah, there's a shortage. I personally haven't been to the security footage yet. I believe Dom is sneaking in after hours and drinking it, but I haven't had any confirmation of that.
Who told you?
Well, it was just a suspicion because you look so satisfied lately.
Yeah, well, I do. I mean, some people say that's unhygienic.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, you know, you have to put like salt and chlorine or whatever into pool water normally to keep it safe.
No.
LA Ice Cola does all that.
Yeah, it's perfectly at an equilibrium with everything in the environment.
That's it. And I've thought for some time that they should replace the swimming pools at the Olympics with LA Ice Cola.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Then you could have a nice, refreshing drink while you swim.
I imagine it was always your dream to swim in a soft drink pool.
No, to swim in milk.
Milk
was my dream.
That's disgusting.
Well, no, because you drink as you swim.
Yeah, this is my point. This is my point.
Yeah.
Everyone has a dream to swim in some type of thing that they could drink.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is it possible to go underwater and swallow while holding your breath?
No, the way I think I'd do it is you'd get the snorkel and turn it the other way around.
Snorkel down.
Yeah. Snorkel is like a big straw.
Yeah.
That's not a bad
idea.
But
still, you'd have to come up. How would you breathe?
I hadn't thought through the specific, to be honest.
Maybe you could have a snorkel, some with one going up, one going down.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's not bad. So you can activate it with like a little switch. Yeah.
And also, wouldn't it be kind of like terrifying in milk because the visibility would be nil?
You need milk goggles.
And that can see through milk?
I'm not sure. The other river I've always, or like substance I've always wanted to swim in is chocolate.
Yeah.
After
melted chocolate.
Yeah, after Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Well. I'm not Augustus Gloop.
you would be Augustus.
I would not be Augustus.
He loves chocolate, and so do you.
I'm not Augustus.
Who would you be?
I'm Charlie, and you're Willy Wonka. And we've been over this. Our producer Michael is Mike TV.
Just because he has the same name?
No, because if you go and watch Willy Wonka, and you watch the character Mike TV, it's actually Michael.
You know who you actually are.
Who?
Veronica.
Oh, the blueberry.
Yeah, the girl who's like, "More! I would like some more!"
Okay.
And she's like,
"Can I just,
Daddy?
Say,
I want a pony."
I feel like every few months in the forum we get into a who's who from the original Willy Wonka, and I never get a flattering character. Do you know what I mean? I've never got.
Well,
like,
there's only one flattering character.
Yeah, well, I could be Charlie's granddad,
or I guess Charlie and Willy.
Yeah, and Charlie's grandpa. He's cool.
Yep.
He's not bad.
Yep.
Slugworth. He turns out being good.
Yeah,
I could be any of them.
Slugworth.
At least you haven't called me an Oompa Loompa yet. That's a positive. Next up in the forum, Zach, we have someone with the name No More Freedom? Welcome in. Just saying, I have a complaint. I was listening to old episodes and I am sad there is no more freedom, which was the segment on the show last year where I got free reign and could do whatever I wanted to.
You're welcome to bring that back, Dom. It just got too confusing.
Look, I'm happy to put my hand up and say there were some segments there that even I was lost.
Yeah. Last man standing.
Last person standing was when I asked somebody. Now, let me try to remember how this worked. I'm pretty sure I said, let's get someone call in who's still awake.
Yeah.
And someone called in from, I think, Pimpama on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And then we said, is there anyone else awake in Pimpama? If so, call in. Otherwise, you're the last person awake in your suburb.
And apparently that was a good thing. Because your hypothesis was that everybody wants to be the last person awake in their suburb. Which I think is a universal truth. It's to be human is to want to be the last person awake in your suburb.
And I'm happy to say that about a minute into that on the show, I realised how much trouble we were in. Because I did not know what was happening.
Yeah. No.
I think even the people who'd called in regretted it, to be honest.
It was amazing people did call in.
Yeah, it was. Was that the last Freedom? I think it probably was.
We rated very highly in Pimpamar that night. Isn't it amazing? Because you could go to the whole country and maybe only get a handful of calls.
That's it,
That night we got half a dozen calls from the one suburb.
Well, there's a segment. Let's target suburbs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Around Australia. That's what we'll do on the show. Just really specific stuff. We'll talk about the local park or something. I mean, really, I realise we'd be knocking out 99% of our potential listeners in that segment, but I think that's got potential.
But the people who hear it will be like, oh my goodness, they're talking about our suburb.
Now, Pimpama, you'll probably have to wait 5 years for your turn again.
Yeah.
Because we've got a lot of other ones to get through. But that's not a bad idea, necessarily. Maybe that could be Freedom. I could bring Freedom back. But unfortunately, look, Freedom has been consigned to the scrap heap.
Well, you're welcome. Like, we want it back, Michael and I.
Do
have
you?
Been saying, we'd love it to come back.
Is that an official statement? You want it back?
Yeah, Freedom can come back anytime you want it to.
Well, in the next week or so,
it's coming back.
I might pop back to the old warehouse where we keep our old stuff. I'll rummage through and see if I can find it.
Yep.
And that might come back
soon. I
assume
you have a big binder of ideas.
Yeah, I've got some. I got some. My current one is, what are you doing right now? As a Freedom. How does that sound?
All right, we retract the offer to bring Freedom back.
That is all we got time for in the forum tonight. If you do want to be a part of it, we would love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Hey, Dom. Yesterday, I pitched the idea for a brand new Bunnings product.
Yeah, this has been one of your finest ever moments, I think. It's a great idea.
What everyone loves at Bunnings is the smell of the barbecue. And I thought, how can we take that elsewhere outside of Bunnings?
The word I'd use is tantalizing. Yep. You smell a Bunnings sausage sizzle, you can't help but be naturally drawn towards it.
So the idea is for a perfume.
A fragrance.
Or a cologne.
Yep.
It's called Sausage by Bunnings. Yep. And basically it's the smell of the barbecue that you can take everywhere with you.
Yep.
Attract a partner, for a job interview even. Yeah.
Wedding,
fine dining event.
It's versatile.
It fits anything.
We didn't quite get to the stage figuring out whether this was just the scrapings off the barbecue, but, oil.
No. Hey, we don't. Same people who come up with the ideas for perfumes don't make the perfumes.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point.
I am sending the idea to Bunnings. I've written up an email here.
Oh, great.
And I just want you to, just do a bit of a proofread over the top.
Yep, I'm happy to help out.
Okay, I've got so far. Hi, Bunnings. Long-time customer, first-time emailer.
Yep.
I've come up with an idea for a barbecue perfume called Sausage by Bunnings. With this product, people could be reminded of the great smell of a Bunnings sausage sizzle wherever they go.
Yep.
You can have this idea for free. However, I will accept gift vouchers for payment because, seriously, you're going to make so much cash off this fragrance.
Yep.
If someone else pitches a similar fragrance, I promise to beat it by 10%. Sincerely, Zach.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, because you play it up to their thing at the end. The only way you maybe could have done it more entertaining would be if we filmed a video of you with the Bunnings music talking about the fragrance.
Well, I think that's the next step. Like, I think we need to get them on board first.
And then do an ad, a Bunnings style ad.
Well, let's see what they come back with the text first.
Yep.
If they're not on board, maybe we'll make a video and send it through.
Okay, so if they're not on board, I just want to put this out there. If they aren't on board, I'm wondering whether we still push ahead and do it rogue. Do you know what I mean?
But we can't use the Bunnings logo.
Well, there's like knockoff brands of like Chanel and stuff. You've got to change a letter or something.
That's true.
I mean, I want to be very clear. We want to maintain a good relationship with Bunnings now.
I don't know why you're bringing this up straight away.
We don't need to get to this now.
Yeah.
I'm just forward thinking, but we don't need to go there yet. In the meantime, we want Bunnings on board.
Yeah. So I think that will work.
Have you pressed send on this email?
Yes.
Great.
So I sent. You can't take it back.
Okay, great.
Oh, and I attached the photo that I made that you can see at Collective Noun's Instagram.
Great. All right. So Bunnings have been contacted. I expect you're going to be woken tomorrow morning early.
How many?
With a call.
How much worth of gift vouchers do you think I'll get?
Oh, there'll be I mean, it'll be in the millions. But the point is...
I'm looking forward to that because I love Bunnings. I go there all the time.
At 8 a.m., you'll be able to buy a store with the gift vouchers.
Oh, well, that's good.
At 8 a.m., you're going to get a call from the CEO of Bunnings Warehouse.
Yeah.
And you'll be on a private jet by 10 to go and meet him somewhere. By midday, Zach, you'll sign a contract.
Do you think the CEO wears one of those aprons? Probably.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
I reckon their house is all just aisles.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Someone's life is about to change forever.
We're giving away $1 million.
Idea!
Imagine what you could do with $1 million worth of...
ideas.
From us to you, tax-free. It's Zach's $1 million
idea. If you would like $1 million idea, give us a call. On 131060, some radio shows give away $1 million, not us, because where are those shows once you run out of the money? Yeah. They won't answer your calls anymore. That's why, instead of giving away $1 million, we give away $1 million idea. Then you can take that idea and make as much money as you'd like.
This is the show that has given away somewhere in the vicinity of $20 million worth of ideas this year.
If you are the lucky recipient, you will get 100% copyright to the following idea.
What do you got tonight, Zach?
Well, you know when we were kids and everyone wore mood rings?
Yeah.
And they'd change colour depending on what mood you're in.
Yeah, was that accurate?
Not entirely.
Okay. Right.
But I thought that could be very helpful in another area of life.
Yeah.
Traffic. That's when I got this idea. Okay. Mood lights for on top of your car that tells everyone what type of mood you're in. So red would mean angry.
Yeah.
And when you see someone with a red light on top of their car, you'd keep really clear because you don't want to cut them off. If someone was green, you're like, they're probably going to let me win. I could probably get into that lane.
Okay.
Do you understand what's going on here?
And then you'd have a switch in
your car and you could pick, probably it would be red, green, and yellow, I would imagine.
Yep. I pitched this exact idea to you on the show about 3 months ago.
Did you? Yeah, I did.
Almost word for word what you've said so far. This is what I've come up with. So I'm disappointed that you've stolen your $1 million ideas
I need proof of that. You find the audio. It was on the show?
It was on the show.
It was on the show.
Yeah, you're Winklevossing me here.
Find the audio.
I'll find the audio.
What are we going to do? Would you like to proceed with the challenge?
No, let's still give it away. It is a great idea.
Yeah.
And I'd love to give it away. It's just in this occasion, it might be Dom's $1 million idea.
When? What was the context of the conversation?
The context of the conversation was exactly this, that I thought, how helpful would it be? Because remember, I had that the woman in front of me, the old woman that had a very aggressive number plate, and I said I didn't know how aggressive she was. We need mood lights on cars. Is this ringing bells?
It's not ringing any bells.
Okay, well, I'll find it in the song here.
Yeah.
But the point is, we can work together.
This is going to be such a big controversy if that comes through as correct.
It would be, like, this would rattle $1 million idea, because I'm going to start wondering where you got the other ones. Have I said them at other stages as well?
Well, what we need right now,
let's not worry about that for the moment.
Let's try to give the idea away first.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll
figure out whether or not we're allowed to give it away. own the idea.
Yeah.
But 131060, mood lights on cars,
yes.
A light on top of the car to tell everyone what type of mood you're in.
Yeah.
Give us a call if you would like that idea to be all yours. You can take it to market and make as much money as you want.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It's chaos.
Absolute chaos during the song.
Dom is just ripping through the archives because he has accused me of stealing an idea. This is Zach's $1 million idea. Usually where I give away an idea worth $1 million, $1 million worth of ideas.
That's it.
The idea tonight, mood lights for cars.
Yep.
So that when you're on the road, everyone can understand what type of mood you're in. So if you have a red light on top of your car.
Yep.
People will back off. If you have a green light, hey, maybe they'll let you in.
Yeah, that's it. And I kind of made the comment, Zach, that you've stolen this idea from me.
Give me the details. You said you found something here. What's going on?
Now, amazingly, we're not going back that far.
Yeah.
This is Tuesday, August 14th of this year. So this is
2 months ago.
2 months, almost exactly. I saw someone with an aggressive number plate, and they didn't seem aggressive. And that led into the following conversation. It's given me an idea, though. Here's what we do. You know mood rings?
Mm-hmm.
I like mood number plates.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it senses how much you're cutting in and out of traffic, and it displays the appropriate message.
Actually, I've got a good idea to extend from that.
Sure.
What happens if we have kind of like a snorkel above your car?
Yeah.
with a ball on top, and inside the car you can change it to reflect your mood.
Okay, I came up with the idea. Well,
okay.
Yours had no science behind it at all.
What do you mean mine had no science behind it?
Yours had no science behind it.
I mean, this,
Yours was changing because of someone's mood. Mine was changing because of a switch, and that's what I pitched.
I think if you played that in the court, if you made $1 million off this idea, and then I took that audio to a court.
No. Those are two different ideas. You can't... If you get a copyright to an idea, you don't get all the adjacent ideas. Yours was a number plate that changed with people's moods. Mine was an indicator that people chose to change.
Okay, so your product is different.
Yeah.
But the technology and the idea is the same.
No, totally different. No, because your technology would have to read someone's mood. Impossible. Very difficult. Mine was about a switch that someone would consciously switch. I'll give you a bit of a backstory here. Driving in tonight, I didn't have an idea. The mood lights for cars was in the back of my head. Sure. I was going to do it a while ago.
Okay.
And there was a reason I wasn't going to do it, but I couldn't remember why. I think what we have discovered is why.
Yeah, because it's already come up on the show.
Yeah.
Now... this is a shame because we made a big deal about it. We said we're going to give away $1 million worth of ideas.
Yeah.
It sounds like nobody's winning $1 million worth of ideas tonight.
Why? Why can't they? I don't understand.
You still want to give this away.
Well, I don't understand why they can't, just because there's a debate about it.
I suppose we can still give it away.
Yeah.
Do you want to give this away
well,
still?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, we've just spent 4 minutes talking about who came up with the idea. We don't have time to go through everyone.
Yeah, you're accusing me of... I think we just give it away to the first caller.
The first caller?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
On 13, 10, 60.
We got Jared in Shepparton. By default, Jared, do you want the idea?
No, thanks, guys.
Oh, that's right, $1 million, Jared! What are you talking about?
Do you want me to give you a reason why, fellas?
Yeah.
Okay, ambulances and fire brigade and SES all have those glowing lights all on the front of the top of their cars, mate. So it makes it a little bit hard, a bit more confusing on the roads.
Yeah.
And probably really confusing for a lot of people. If they see red flashing lights, they sort of tend to move out of the way. So
that's actually a really good point, Jared. Yeah. Didn't think of that. And you know what? Yeah.
This is
Dom. You should have thought of that when you pitched it.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
And now, Zach, earlier in the night, we were talking about how you have become the face of a major Australian brand without telling anybody.
Well, I didn't even know about it myself, Dom.
No, well, apparently the new Flight Centre captain, we were told by Nicola, looks a lot like you. That's the doppelganger you've been given.
Well, it's always hard with doppelgangers because you don't really see it yourself, do you? But this is what other people are saying.
Yeah.
I'm just have to roll with it, I guess.
And as we've chatted about, the Flight Centre captain is a pretty flattering comparison.
Well, I'd love to be a captain.
And I think there are kids out there who grow up dreaming of being the Flight Centre captain.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million worse things to be. And so when someone says you look like this, I'll take that. I mean, it's not a movie star.
No, that's true.
At the high end of it, or a model.
Yeah.
But, you know... I'm not unrealistic. I'm not expecting to be a movie star. But I'm happy to be the Flight Centre captain.
Someone once told me that I looked a lot like their garbage truck driver. And I didn't know. I mean, I guess it could be a compliment. Maybe they got the most attractive garbage truck driver. Yeah. Anyway, on to this.
A garbage truck driver not be good looking?
Well, it's just an unusual comparison, I suppose. I don't know what mine looks like to begin with.
Yeah.
Now, we have put it on Collective Noun's Instagram. Go and check that out. If you check the Instagram story, Zach, we did put a poll up there. Does the new Flight Centre captain look like Zach?
I'm nervous.
It is a bit nerve-wracking.
What's the result? I don't know what result I want.
We said that if it's over 50%, we might try to find you the Flight Centre captain outfit.
And I'll recreate the ad.
Yeah, we could even kidnap the guy and you could fill in.
Let's not do that. Let's not jump to kidnapping. I mean, I think that took a pretty sharp turn.
Yeah, you know...
It also doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
Because I look like him, we're going to kidnap him.
Yeah, so you could replace him without anyone knowing.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
But I just want to be very clear, there's no kidnapping going on here. Yeah.
What do we got?
Here we go, Zach. The results are in, and it is... 94% say yes, you
it
look
does,
like him.
94%!
94% of people think you look
insane.
Like the Flight Centre captain.
Okay, well, let's get me a costume.
Let's get the costume. Let's get the car.
No, we're not doing the kidnapping. We're going to do the costume, but not the kidnapping. I think you're being a little confused here. There's not going to be any kidnapping of any spokespeople for any products.
Great. And I just hope that they don't have to play the last 10 seconds that you just said in a courtroom at any stage. That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you do want to hear it back, you can search for Collective Noun on iTunes and get the podcast there. We will see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.